From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine is denying it shipped defense technology to North Korea. The denial came following a New York Times story that the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert, referring to the North as the DPRK, or Democratic People's Republic of Korea, was asked about the report Tuesday.
In the past, I know that Ukraine has prevented the shipments of some sensitive materials to nations that we would be certainly very concerned about. As a general matter, we don't comment on intelligence reports. Ukraine, though, we have to say, has a very strong non-proliferation record, and that includes specifically with respect to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid development of North Korea's missile program. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Look at the Musudan missile, which is less complicated than an ICBM engine. And yet North Korea's missile launches of the Musudan failed apparently 7 out of 8 times last year. For their missile to launch twice in a row quite successfully, that led me to believe that these were engines that they had purchased from the Ukrainians as opposed to built on their own.
Meanwhile, Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official as suggesting the North is not reliant on imports of engines but has the ability to produce them on their own. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is expected to announce Wednesday his strategy to oppose the results of this month's presidential election that he lost to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. More than 20 have died in post-election violence. Meanwhile, the government is trying to close down two groups that have raised questions about the election, including the Kenya Human Rights Commission and the Africa Center for Open Governance. This is VOA News. Rescue workers in Sierra Leone have removed more than 300 bodies following mudslides caused by heavy rains in and near the capital Freetown. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
There's a whole mix of housing there, so you've got some impressive villas as well, but some small shacks as well. But a lot of that has just all disappeared in the earth movement and sort of pushed down the bottom of the valley. Lots of people in that area, real signs of devastation. People wailing, people crying as they're looking for their loved ones, but a real tragedy for the country and difficult to really hope for survivors being found now.
President Ernest Bai Koroma has called for foreign assistance in the recovery operations and urged residents to evacuate so military personnel and other rescue workers can search for survivors who might still be buried under mud and debris. The U.S. Tuesday accused Islamic State of carrying out a reign of violence targeting religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups, even as they have been losing control of territory. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying Islamic State is clearly responsible for genocide and crimes against humanity.
As we make progress in defeating ISIS and denying them their caliphate, their terrorist members have and continue to target multiple religions and ethnic groups for rape, kidnapping, enslavement, and even death.
Tillerson also singled out 7 countries for an array of abuses in the way they are treating religious minorities, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan, citing harassment, imprisonment, and even execution. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said Iran must be held responsible for missile launches, support for terrorism, disregard for human rights, and violations of UN Security Council resolutions. Her comments followed a warning from Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who told Parliament Tuesday his country would prefer abiding by the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement, but that if the U.S. continues threats and sanctions, Iran could quickly revitalize its nuclear program. President Donald Trump Tuesday denounced white nationalists and counter-protesters for the violence Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia, that killed 3 people.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
The clashes erupted with a driver finally ramming a car into a crowd, killing a 32-year-old woman. 2 state policemen died when their helicopter crashed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.